Shalom and all. And the last I heard was Florida, but wherever you are on this February morning, it's so good to be with you in prayer. Bless the Lord. Actually, I'm in Nashville, Tennessee, at the National Religious Broadcasters Association conference, which they have every year. This very, very old and very, very influential group. My goodness, there'll be thousands of people here, and we do have a booth. And it's a blessing already. It officially starts today, but we've already, as we were putting up yesterday, and I've already met a lot of people. And bless the Lord, Nir Kimke was here. Actually, he was in town for another conference. He's the head of our project in Israel. So I got to yesterday. We talked over some business together, and then just some enjoyed some time together. And one thing we're going to pray about when we pray with our understanding, we're going to pray. They're giving us. We need a final approving over of all things the parking lot, and. So he said they're just dragging their feet on that. He knows it will come, but there's a big building that we need to proceed on, and for that big building, we need this approval. So we're going to get that. We're going to get that today. I've got several prayer projects for you today. One thing is tonight, I'm so excited about this. I don't know if you are familiar with Sight and Sound Theaters in Pennsylvania and in Branson. And they produce Broadway-quality plays of the lives of the heroes in the Bible. Oh, my little Isaac has got to grow up in Branson and watch the city. People in Branson, it's not, I mean, some places you might be kind of, oh, I don't know if I want to talk about being a Christian or not. No, no, no. In Branson, if you want to witness to the waitress, they might witness to you first. But in Branson, the lives of the Bible, the lives of Joseph and Jesus and Noah have been produced in Sight and Sound Theaters on a quality not a bit lower, but probably higher than Broadway. This year, it's David, and last year, it was David. We're taking the kids from C4C again to see David. The people who produce David, Sight and Sound, have produced a movie. And that movie, which will be released at Easter time, is called The Great Awakening. I talked to these people. I know them, and they said that God led them to do this movie at this time. It will be released in theaters at Easter time. I know it's a part of the Great Awakening that's going to come to America. And I know that he has moved upon these dear people to release this movie. And guess what? Tonight they're doing the premiere of it here at the NRB. I'm so thankful that I get to go tonight. Chip is here. This is a media type thing, and he's doing podcasts and other things. But this year for our Champions for Christ rally, in every year he takes a hero of the faith. He makes a jersey for already. He's wearing his Wigglesworth one here. He made one for Hagen, Kennedy Hagen. This year he had already chosen, and he didn't know about the movie, George Whitefield. So we're so excited that we get to go tonight and see that premiere of The Great Awakening. And then, you know that it's our project, WWP's annual project, to send these kids to David, the production of David. I don't know how much it is to see it. I don't know if it's $50 or $60, but I think you can count pretty well that if you send $50, you would be sending one of our young kids to Champions for Christ. I was in California recently, and we were out there for meetings with Brandon as he's starting the new church. There was a couple there with their three beautiful daughters, grown daughters. And they were from the east, and they had escaped the storm as well. They knew we were having meetings in California, so they just came out there. The oldest daughter said to me, she said, 3 years ago, I was, I'm not sure about 3 years ago, some years ago, I came, you know, as a young person to Champions for Christ rally in Branson. And she said, I was into some things I shouldn't have been in, homosexuality. I didn't really know. She said, everybody talked about love and loving everybody. And she said, you read from Romans chapter 1 from a modern language Bible. And I saw it was wrong in the eyes of God. And she said, I was delivered, and I've been free ever since. That's what happens at Champions for Christ. Oh, we've seen so many things. Suicide stopped. Other things stopped. Bless the Lord. It's such a marvelous meeting, and WWPs are a part of it. I just got a text that the tickets are $65. So for $65, you can sow into a young person's life. Now, this year, we're just having you send that directly to them. You can send it to online, and this is all lowercase, champions, numeral 4, Christ.org. That's championsforchrist.org. You can send it to Champions for Christ or a Glorious Church Fellowship at 915 North 19th Street, Collinsville, Oklahoma, 74021. That's a Glorious Church Fellowship, Champions for Christ, 915 North 19th Street, Collinsville, Oklahoma, 74021. And be sure to mark your giving for David. Just put David on there, and they'll know what it is. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. In the name above every name. Hold on while I get a drink. Are you there, Brother Max?
Yes, good morning, Miss Billy. I'm here.
Want to greet the people?
Yeah.
You got anything you want to share?
Yes, good morning, everybody. We had 4 days of meetings here in downtown Minneapolis at the Soul of Heals. And, you know, it was just a supernatural meetings. I mean, the people yield to the Spirit of God. We prayed for Minneapolis, we prayed for Minnesota, we prayed for the nation, we prayed for the Middle East. Kamal Saleem was here. We have worshiping music from different ministries. We have pastors. I mean, we're just coming together in unity in downtown Minneapolis. Praise God. The glory of God is moving. The glory of God is moving. On the other hand, that we're having our meeting tomorrow at 5:30 in downtown Minneapolis here. And then what the Lord put on our hearts, Quinn and I, we are going to do 1,000 boxes of food for former Muslims in Jordan, for the Druze in Jordan, for refugees in Jordan. And that's going to be done when I get there, after my meeting in some country. I'll tell you later, my meetings got changed for a few things. I'm going to a place I've never been into, and we're going to be with the 12 people between here and Israel and 4 from different countries in the Middle East. But when I get there in the middle of Ramadan, we are going to put these boxes. We are putting these boxes together, and we are going to send them out with ministries over there. I will be delivering some myself. Some of it will be delivered or picked up from the cafe in the city of Irbid. And each box is going to cost us about $50. So we're going to have oil, rice, dough, I can't think anymore. Oh, cans, beans, things that they use over there. for the people. There is so much need in Jordan. They don't have shelters or places that they go like downtown Minneapolis, places they could go and pull a cart and just take food and, you know, go home. So the Lord is working. So
now, a lot of these are refugees.
1,000 boxes.
Who are? Is this? Let's see if I'm right about this.
Okay.
Refugees from Syria and from that thug regime there.
Yeah, a lot of them. There's a Druze, a lot of Druze in Jerash, and there's
Druze. Druze.
Correct. You know more than me, but we moved 22,
oh, I know
23
the Druze
families.
Very well. They're a wonderful people.
Yes, mm-hmm. We moved 23 families from Syria to the area where we are in the city of Irbid, in the suburb of Irbid. And I just want to let everybody know, all the WWPs, you know, you provided shelters for them. You provided beds, mattresses, ovens, stoves, air conditioning, kerosene heaters, propane bottles. I mean, you name it. The needs of what people use every day. Praise the Lord. So we are looking forward for what God is really doing over there. And this is just, so we're doing this in 2 weeks. And we're believing those 1,000 boxes will be delivered and paid for and sent to those families. It will provide food for them at least for 2-3 weeks. Praise God.
Bless the Lord. That's wonderful.
Yeah. On the other hand, go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Prayer for my trip too on the 1st of March. Not the 1st, sorry. The first week of March, I should say. I will be going to Jordan, and then I will be launching 3 days later after the prayer call. You see, I cannot be in the air Tuesday or Wednesday. So I have my travel have to be every day but Tuesday and Wednesday because of this prayer call. I will not miss it for the world. And even mm-hmm. in my meetings, I don't do anything Tuesday afternoon all the way Wednesday until Thursday. So,
praise
yeah.
your name. Praise your name, praise, Jesus, for having a man
God is
that
working.
Would
yeah.
do that. Yeah.
Amen.
I want you to grab a pen and write another prayer request down. A man named Kevin Lilly, Lilly. He is having a Senate confirmation hearing in March. I have met him and his wife, wonderful praying people. And he is has been appointed by the president to be Assistant Secretary of the Interior over Fish and Wildlife and Parks. I met with these people. You have no idea a lot of the craziness and silliness over, like, saving a little snail or a little animal or whatever and not having enough water to put out the fires in California. So this man, or the tearing down of all kinds of things, he's over all the fish and wildlife and the parks in America, over all the parks. And they're such praying people. And when I met them in D.C., I thought, dear God, what wonderful people you've put in. And so we want to pray for his Senate confirmation hearing in March. If you could write that down, Kevin Lilly. We're going to pray the prayer of authority of the believer. As you all know, and I talked yesterday with Nir Kimke, as I told you, and they're all expecting a war. And tourism right now is down in Israel, but he said when it closes, when the war closes and gets over, it will boom. So they're all expecting it, just waiting on the right time is what they believe the leaders are doing. And that will be... Well, let's pray about it. We're gonna here we are. We've got our president. We've got Marco Rubio. We've got Benjamin Netanyahu. We've got Pete Hegseth. We've got generals. Oh, Heavenly Father, How marvelous to know, as is revealed in Colossians, that we've been redeemed out, rescued from the dominion of darkness and that dark kingdom. And we've been translated over into the kingdom of the light, fitted for it. But not only that, we've been given authority. We've been given the authority of the believer. Jesus, who holds the keys of death, hell, and the grave, handed them over, handed authority on the earth over to the church, which is his body. We ask you to give us revelation about that, Lord. I've been praying this prayer for many years, but I need more revelation. Give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of our hearts be enlightened that we might know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, the exceeding greatness of your dunamis power to us who believe, which is according to the working of your mighty power, which you wrought in the Messiah when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand, far above all principality, power, might, dominion, every name is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. You put all things under his feet and gave him head over all. All things to the body, the ecclesia, which is his body. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You loved us. And when you quickened him, you quickened us. And when you raised him, you raised us. And when you seated him, you seated us in him. And I know, and everybody on this line knows, we're all together as one man, and we're in that one man, Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah. Yeshua, as the Arabians say, Holy One, Father God, how grateful we are that we're not left down here under any kind of a dark cloud or dark domain, but we are in the kingdom of the light, and we are there at the right hand of the Father in Jesus, and he's here. And right now, in the name above every name, you know. You not only know Donald John Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu and Pete Hegseth and the generals and Marco Rubio and every foot soldier. You know how many hairs are in their head. And so we know that when we come out against the enemy, we're doing so because you said, those who have received abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign as kings in life. Through one Yeshua HaMashiach. And so now, Father, in the name above every name, we take authority over demon spirits. You will not. We plead the blood of Jesus over these that God has put in office. Over these who are making decisions, you will not have anything to do with them, and any evil wolves in sheep's clothing, we call to paralyzation. It is written, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven, and we bind any spirits that would go against the will of the Most High God concerning Iran. We lift up the people. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, you God, you know how to save. You saved Rahab right in the middle. She was the most dangerous spot on the universe, in the earth. You saved her. God in heaven. We're so thankful for you. And so thankful that you would use us. And in Jesus' name, use us now, we pray. As we pray in the Holy Spirit, use us now with your broad stroke Use us to pray everything you want prayed in this earth to the glory of God the Father. Yantunamakaka. Amino querio dange ne qua. Agitoto da gamba. Agitoto gabanga anye ne qua. Malitoto. Malitoto fanga. Malitoto fanga nika. E je ne le gobra, bileto, mene qua, fala conge, li di del papo. Mine quaco, mine quaco. I sata go brevri gangi a notte, de go diango, de go hoshakti a nicota. Cabiletonia, cabiletonia ne qua, ili bandiotta. Idi bakongara godosh katakombrangya. Pala koprekti di kahala kangara kadala kahojengye. Asotodo go baf kedin jandoro godosh kadabri katakondiangdoro gondiangdo. Pali koprefre. Pali kafra mantion dombe. Ili babrobra deli tasca d'angere go brabra catinio no quati a tota. Giri ba popa maniang deli go hoce ghiandolo go braca. Cabile diandolo cobre che dica haia. Mansio tebre. Mangole ghi ba. Ma toto do go ho ba. Ma colo co horo cabagne. Mancio un nombre che frica la coppa, mancio lo gobappa.
Oh, Father.
Me coloco binagna ne qua, scio lo gobappa la candera, cadaha la caia no coppa. Chi belaho la cambe di caca, mango lo godobra catania ne coro gobba. Mancio raca. Metta te che hidica. Prega la doho pace ne toro per la combre. Pari anto te lo go baha la caia na coholo co baba. Miniano manie tebre chi cala maho nie cacca la cobri che di candabi della copra. Ishana makua, mikala kahalakai, ingalega brakyana kohoshetie. Sanshyanan kole delikambra kalaka fraktyana korukari kobri kirika danche. Piliduhuru duvra baka. Ola makai. Ola makai. Kamina kohola kobra, bratinyando de kohola kobaba. Ishana makoki le kahala kai, anana kabrakyo na kala kababa. Emini kwa, mashotili kohola kombamba. Imini kwa. Covele digna na qua, la dora co bebri, ti andoro co pricata catania. Che bili genia tuerio, non ho co babili, ciò non ho co abua. Isciato co brecchi dignando. Oh, Father God, Ma cochi fanno un toro copile cabra cadangere godosh cadabri. Copala di vrama non muove e ti ne cobra cadagada hashandia ne coda cobra che ne coda cababa. E calamaciono ne maco e ne maqua e ne macanganga alle cabretie.
Paraniko, 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 nakala kabinyo no kohoroko babi. Ikalabrata frenye tero monono, ijerimatuerion nakable doniero nonongeli kadadaka babara kataya na kohoroko binya. Mashko dobri, mashko dobri. Kaviko de gohole kamba. Amana kuhuru kubapa. Griba tushendilika. Mandolo kuhufrakalaka gangalakai. Oprevri nyanya. Oprevri nyanya nokwa ajetele balakongo logodo de kabraka de kadancha. Paparo kumbe. Mancho na kobe. Mancho no kobinanga. Mauritiri adona na kombe de kavrakala gongala kababri antoto. Masko donje mika. Masko donje mika nia. Masko donje mika nia kombe. Ale gabinyo, ale gababa, ale konga. Doors, the doors, Father, the doors. Timanakai. Oh. Makakinyo, 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 makakinyo. Palitantia. Palitantia na koki lakai, manyo keida kaya na kahalakaba. Menciono no nombre katakafito. Manto, manto, manto. Manto finyana. Mato finyana noki. Pala kongara gabala kuho shandi na kalekai. Mancho ni kwa. Mancho ni kwa agi. Le duduru buavra dijumu to blikalakaya na kahalakakanya ni koro koda blikalakongara kadashka. Imana kwa. Imana kwa. Berrianto prakatakaha nananonye ne kwa la manaya nananaya. Guva batinyo no kwa. Elibo tushurikuwa shanto. No, anakitea. Oh, la batunya ne kwa halakinyo no kohoro ko bapi na kanya na kaya. Mansoro go breka froka ni. Mato tuku pa. Mato tuku ka. Mankoro go brevri tash ko donje ni kwar guda. Ala betiano no nombre kareka brakya na kodoshka. Bravery, bravery, Lord, bravery. Mangolo holy kappa. Mangolo kobri katunye ne qua. Bijituria makoria tanya. Bijituria makole kambinyo. Monshwa, monshwa. Oh, Maliganga, 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 Donya no guafa gadinche. Asiburo qua, protene, mentina, no codica babi la toto do go. Manioto cobraha bracaha la quino no coro godoha le cabrica de godoshka donche de godoshka. Oh, Father, Father, Father. Michi hiniano, monieke, ali duvretiano, galakabra katikoshetie. Pajitenye, pajitenye mia, mongoli, more, more, Father, more, more, Lord, more. Mangolo toti. Manchone kihilika, manchone cabra. Matrimenye. Manchone cora cobila kai ashonte de mangua fraconierto faconierto. Lidera gombe icha. Manchono cohro cobre che le cangambri care codocce. Pasco d'ongine cohro cotatia. Laborers, the laborers, Lord, the laborers. Mangolo hofidianta. Manchono copi. Maladobre de Hitania ne kahla cabra caracaniana nonia ne qua. E già te do go hoshang de ne kohro ko brakia fra cada gonche ro non che te go do hoshak. Kafi gara go deri kangara kara le kohli ante le koto che anakaia. Mo capito ma kaka la kito. Prida vehesha. Prida vehesha toje de kakala taya na kungala ki. Makoroko breke, makoroko bangra, ala kombrafia na kale kakabra. Kisha toto kakakapanye. Emini kwa. Manyo no kuara kodo le kobreke vra kata shante de kodo hisha kaka. E kele kambre vle to de kodo hisha tata kodo hisha kanga. Perishanta. Perishanta, perishanta, perishanta. Mangolo le kobre vre kanyakto ro godoshka dabri kata gondoshka tancherno. E che la gabbara tifra con diero non ho cobri che di gadalata, ma sciotto lo conviva. Mette con brivra di gnoni, ne coro cobra. In i macai, ne coro cambracchia, ne codosca. Progo i gadala vahalito, ne coro capetiana. Mestiantobra, mestiantobra. Bili du vrid vashete. Bala qua frangiar non ho qua. Mantono cobre catai. Asciano cobre cate cavagne. Mancio ne 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 Bahafito con gambri che di condasche di caracondieti di cotusche d'abriti di catance. Nasco d'abri, masco d'abri. Father God, Father God. Manto hura kabikio na kahala kabenio na kohura kubaktia na kodoshe tiete. Ishato, man, ya, na, ya, na, ya, na, ye, ma, ya, na, ye, hiva, ya, na, ye, ne, koro, ko, da, pre, kada, ga, van, ka, la, ko, bra, ka, da, ye, ne, kwa, ne, kwa, ha, ne, he, ya, pa, ya, na, ya, Oh, la braketiti ono kodo shabra. Kebeli tutu. Mandi ono kofra. Sabers, the sabers, Lord, the sabers. Oh. Lankonyati. Lakonya ne kwa. Eberu tutwa. Mangolo cobra. Bashene kangala toto to kibra kafra. Esha to dani. Gabila tuho joatete. Gabila tuho rakonganga. Porakadeva koka palitanya. Palitanya, palitanya. Agila gabretie. Masioto makani anoga ragabri kalakombrere di shonto lo cobra. Hallelujah. Cabri cagno. Mashika. Belitonia. Father, I just praise you and thank you and give you glory this day, this morning. Praise your name for once again deigning to use us to pray your will into the earth with this marvelous way, the tongues interpretation. I thank you now for giving us the tongues, and I thank you now for giving us the interpretation, at least of a part of it, Lord. I know it goes so vast and is used so wide, but we thank you for what you determined to allow us to know through interpretation. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Brother Max.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Miss Willie, I'm here. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Joel 3:9.
Yes, Joel 3:9. Statement. You need my glory.
Oh,
behold.
Yes.
You need my glory. Behold. And the days to come. You need my glory. Behold. And the days to come. And everything God does. And everything God does and has. And visible glory. You need my glory, behold, and the days to come, and everything God does and has invisible glory. All right, next statement is underlined, and it reads like this. You have my glory. You have my grace. You have my glory. You have my grace and truth. Yeah, that's it. I'll read it again, and it's underlined. You have my glory, you have my grace, and truth. And then the Lord give us scripture here. Hebrews 1:3, John 1:14. John 1:14. Hebrews 1:3, John 1:14. Next statement. This one is also underlined. Read like this. pray for them. Yeah, pray for them. Take the time to reflect on them. Take the time to reflect on them, because my glory is so, central. Yeah. Because my glory is so central in my words. Okay, I'll read it again. Pray for them. Take the time to reflect on them, because my glory is so central in my words. All right. Next scripture is 2 Corinthians 3:18. 2 Corinthians 3:18. 1 Corinthians 6:20. 1 Corinthians 6:20. A lot of His glory this morning. Next statement. My glory is a spiritual. T-U-A-L, that's a spiritual, right? My glory is a spiritual. I don't know how to read this word. I'm going to spell it out. T-S-U-N as in Nancy, A-M as in Mary, I.
Tsunami.
Say that again. Tsunami?
Tsunami. You know, a tsunami, like a water, waves of water that
Land suddenly
and sweep it over.
Okay. Well, the T got me confused. Okay. You know, that's, again, part of the English. Okay, my glory is a spiritual tsunami of everything. Contained in the Creator of God. Or contend. Yeah, contend.
Creator or creation?
Creator of God. There's more to this statement. Now, this is underlined, so I'll read the first part again. My glory is a spiritual tsunami of everything. Contend in the Creator of God. Now, the underlined part. It is power. Yeah, it is power. The kind of power that resurrects. The kind of power that resurrects and delivers over. Overcomes and transforms in this prayer and transforms in this prayer with you and my friend and prophet. Transforms in this prayer with you and my friend and prophet, Church, I am calling on you all. Wow. Church, I am calling on you all. Okay, I'll read the whole statement from the beginning here.
Is the word church twice?
No, it's once. Sorry, I said it twice, but it's written once.
Okay.
So, church, I am calling on you all. My glory is a spiritual... Oh. Go ahead.
I want to know about that word creator.
Okay, creator. Where is it?
Because there's no creator of God. Let me see. Let me help me understand it. My glory is a spiritual tsunami of everything contained in the...
Creator. It would be... C-H-A-R-A-C-T-E-R.
Character.
Praise the Lord. I'll get it by this evening.
Yeah.
But thank you for pointing that out. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Character. Yeah, it is character of God. Okay. Now underline part. It is power, the kind of power that resurrects and delivers, overcomes, and transforms in this prayer with you and my friend and prophet. Church, I am calling on you all. All right. And then the Lord gave us the book of Acts, Acts 7:2, Deuteronomy 5:24, Exodus 24, verses 15 and 16. Exodus 24, verses 15 and 16. Okay. Let's see here. Next statement. It's not underlined. And read like this. You children, my believers. Yeah, you children, my believers. Having seen visible evidence. Having seen visible evidence of God's glory. It will appear like a cloud and wave, and my people would fall on the floor under my power. Okay. I'll read it again. Try to do better here. You children, my believers, having seen visible evidence of God's glory, it will appear like a cloud and waves, and my people would fall on the floor under my power. Praise the Lord. You want me to wait, Miss Billy? Get a sip of water?
That's fine. It's okay. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Next statement is underlined. Through the short here. Wow. Read like this. So rush to my altar to get saved today. He gave us this almost statement before. This one is underlined. So That's all. So rush to my altar to get saved today. Oh, my goodness. And we people came to the altar last night in our service. Praise God. So rush to my altar to get saved today. All right. Next scripture. I can't remember if I said that was underlined, but it's underlined. So rush to my altar to get saved today. All right. Luke 21. 27. Luke 21:27. Yeah. Revelation 15:8. Revelation 15:8. Luke 21:27. Revelation 15:8. Statement. My glory is touchable. Yeah, my glory is touchable, just like anything in the kingdom of God. My glory is touchable, just like anything in the kingdom of God. It takes faith. It takes faith to see the manifestation. It takes faith to see the manifestation of God. To see the manifestation of God. My glory is a visible power. My glory is a visible power that you have, church. It's all about His glory today. All right, I'll read it again. My glory is touchable, just like anything in the kingdom of God. It takes faith to see the manifestation to see the manifestation of God. My glory is a visible power that you have, church. Okay. Praise God. Scripture here, the Lord gave us Isaiah 42, verse 8. Isaiah 42, 8. Philippians 2, verses 9 through 11. Philippians 2, verses 9 through 11. Romans 11, 36. Romans 11, 36. Okay, next statement. This one is like half and half. The end of it is underlined. Okay. And it reads like this. God communicates His glory through my creation image. God communicates His glory through my creation image. Barriers.
Could you spell that, please?
Yes. B-E-A-R-E-R-S. Did I read it right?
Bearers.
Bearers.
Not barrier, bearers.
Oh, bearers.
Those
okay,
who bear
explain.
Or carry something.
Bearers. Thank you, Jesus.
Now, that word is creation, C-R-E-A-T-I-O-N?
Correct.
Creation,
image
bearers.
Yeah. I-M-A-G-E. Okay, now, another word here after bearers. Providence, P-R-O-V-I-D-E-N-C-E.
Providence.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
He is teaching too. Okay, Providence.
Oh, yeah, you're learning lots of things. We all are.
Mm-hmm. okay, the creation image bears Providence and redemptive acts. REDEMPTIVE. I think that's it.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Redemptive acts, A-C-T-S. Now the underline part. And my
begins
people.
Now?
Yeah. And begins now the underline. And my people respond by glorifying me, your God, and Jesus. So the underlying part, I'm going to read it again. And my people respond by glorifying me, your God, and Jesus. Okay. I'm not going to read the statement again. I'll wait until you read it when we're done here.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll move along. Mark 9, 2 through 9. Yeah. Mark 9, 2 through 9. So 9 all the way through verse. I'm sorry, 2 through all the way through 9. 2 through 9. Another mark here, 9:50. That's high up there. Mark 9:50. All right. And then the Lord gave us Hebrews 1:3. Wait, 1:3. Hebrews 1:3. Mark 9:50, Hebrews 1:3. And then Acts, the book of Acts 1, chapter 1, verses 8 through 11. Acts 1, verses 8 through 11. Okay. Next statement. My glory also, yeah, my glory also identified in Christ. It is linked, L-I-N-K-E-D, it is linked to my incarnation. It is linked,
yes,
to my incarnation, okay. And identified with, okay, with and after that. Okay, I'm just going to read the words here. Linked to my in creation and identified with and, sorry, yes, and identified with and in the Holy Spirit. With and in the Holy Spirit. Do you understand the meaning of my glory? Do you understand the meaning of my glory? Oh, now this is underlined, Miss Mary. Ranging wide in my manifestations. Yeah. ranging wide in my manifestations to you all today. Ranging wide in my manifestations to you all today. Use it today. Use it today. Use it today. You have it in me. You have it in me. And I am with you. And I am with you. This war is mine. M-A-M-I-N-E.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to read it again here. My glory also identified in Christ. It is linked to my incarnation and identified with and in the Holy Spirit. Do you understand the meaning of my glory? Underline part. Ranging wide in my manifestations to you all today. Use it today. You have it in me. You have it in me. And I am with you. This war is mine.
Hallelujah.
That is the statement. Hallelujah. Okay, then the Lord gave us Exodus 13, the book of Exodus, chapter 13, verses 21 and 22. Then Romans 8, 18 through 27. Romans 8, 18 through 27. Ephesians. Okay. Is this 1 or 7? I want to go with 1. Ephesians 1, 22 and 23. Ephesians 1, 22 and 23. Jeremiah 51, 20. Jeremiah 51, 20. Okay. Next statement. Read like this. God, I, inherit the glory that belongs to me. Oh, I see. Okay. God, I, inherit the glory that belongs to me. Alone. As God. I displays my glory largely. Yeah, I displays my glory largely to you. Largely to you all. To my creation. To my creation. To the children of my image.
To the what? Next word?
Image. To the children of my image.
Children of my image.
Yeah, children of my image. Okay, that's a statement. I'll read it again. God, I inherit. The glory that belongs to me. The glory that belongs to me alone. As God, I displays my glory largely to you. To you, all my creation, to the children of my image.
All right, now I heard it the first time like this.
Okay.
God, I inherit the glory that belongs to me alone as God.
Uh-huh.
I display my glory largely to you all, to my creation, to the children of my image.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know, did I do some different second time?
Yeah, I did hear it differently the second time, but
okay.
Whatever.
Yeah, this is
that's the, it, okay?
That's a statement, yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, when that happened, I don't know. I tried not to look down, but praise God. My mind starts thinking, too. Praise the Lord. Oh, I don't know how to explain it. Praise the Lord. Anyway, John 17, verses 4 and 5. John 17, verses 4 and 5. Philippians 2:11. Okay. Next statement, which is the last statement, and it's underlined. So this statement is underlined. Okay. Read like this. You saw my glory. You saw my glory not too long ago. You saw my glory not too long ago. And I will continue manifesting myself to you. And I will continue manifesting myself to you, church. For what I am doing in you in this season of awakening. Wow. Okay. I'm going to read the statement again, and it's underlined if I didn't say that. Read like this. You saw my glory not too long ago, and I will continue manifesting myself to you, church, for what I am doing in you in this season of awakening.
Hallelujah.
Trust in me.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
His glory. I believe we've been praying. My goodness. We'll go over that later. My goodness.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. I did not expect this
to say,
praise the Lord.
I want to say here that something I forgot to say, and that is that there will be prayer at Prayer Mountain. So our prayer at noon will be at 12:15, 15 minutes past the hour, wherever you are. And probably one of the best ways for you to join is go to our website, billybrim.org, and there will be Brenda and the others, and of course, you can follow right along with the prayer there. Joel 3:9.
Mm-hmm.
Proclaim this among the nations. Prepare a war. Rouse the mighty men. Let all the soldiers draw near. Let them come up. So right away he's telling us there's going to be a war. You need my glory. Behold, in the days to come, and everything God does in his invisible glory, underlined, you have my glory, you have my grace and truth. Hebrews 1:3, and he gave us this twice today.
Yeah, I know.
He is the radiance of his, he, Jesus, this would be, is the radiance of his glory, God's glory, and exact representation of his nature, and upholds all things by the word of his power. When he had made purification of sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much better than the angels as he has inherited a more excellent name than they. Hallelujah. Oh, I read on to the fourth verse. Actually, it stops with having sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. John 1:14. And the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us. And we have seen his glory. The glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. He told us, you have my glory, you have my grace and truth. And here he tells us that Jesus is that. And we do have Jesus. Thank you, God. My Jesus, we thank you. Underlined. Pray for them. Take the time to reflect on them, because my glory is so central in my words. Second Corinthians 3:18. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord, the Spirit. The Amplified says, and all of us with unveiled face continue to behold in the Word of God, as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are constantly being transfigured into his very own image in ever-increasing splendor, from one degree of glory to another. This comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. As we reflect on God's Word, and we look into the Word like it's a mirror, and we see him there, then we're changed. We're constantly being changed into his image.
Hallelujah.
1 Corinthians 6:20. These are glorious truths. For you were bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body. He's changing even our bodies, folks, will be changed into the glorious image of Jesus. My glory is a spiritual tsunami of everything contained in the character of God. It is power, the kind of power that resurrects and delivers, overcomes, and transforms. In this prayer with you and my friend and prophet, Church, I am calling on you all.
Wow.
Acts 7:2. And Stephen said, hear me, brethren and fathers, the God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he lived in Haran. You see, God is the God of glory. Jesus is the Lord of glory. Deuteronomy 5:24. And the Spirit is the Spirit of glory. Deuteronomy 5:24. And you said, behold, the Lord our God has shown us his glory and his greatness, and we have heard his voice from the midst of the fire. We have seen today that God speaks with man, yet he still lives. Exodus 24:15 and 16. Then Moses went up to the mountain, and the cloud covered the mountain. The glory of the Lord rested on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it for 6 days. And on the seventh day he called to Moses from the midst of the cloud. You, children, my believers, having seen visible evidence of God's glory, it appears like a cloud and wave, and my people would fall on the floor under my power. And then underlined, so rush to my altar to get saved today. Luke 21:27. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Revelation 15:18. Oh, I wrote down 18. Okay.
I apologize if I said
it. Let me change it. Okay. Here we go. Revelation 15:8. And the sanctuary, the temple, was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power. And no one was able to enter the temple until the seven plagues of the seven angels were finished. My glory is touchable. Just like anything in the kingdom of God, it takes faith to see the manifestation of God. My glory is a visible power that you have, children.
Church.
Okay, church, that you have, church. Isaiah 42:8. I am the Lord. Actually, that says I am Jehovah. That is my name. I will not give my glory to another, nor my praise to graven images. This means, now you and I are carriers of the glory. Christ in us, the hope of glory. This means he's not going to share his glory with false gods. Philippians 2:9-11. Now I'm going to read this out of another translation than the King James, because there is something very important that the King James does not get right. And you'll see that every other translation does. I'm going to read it from the ESV. Therefore God has highly exalted him, Jesus, and bestowed on him the name that is above every name.
so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. King James says he has bestowed on him a name. That is not right. He has bestowed on him the name that is above every name. It makes a big difference if you will meditate this.
Oh, yes. I mean,
the name that is above every name. And every other translation gets it right. All right. Romans 11:36. This is a powerful word today, folks.
Hallelujah.
For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. God communicates his glory through my creation image bearers, providence, and redemptive acts. Underlined. And my people respond by glorifying me, your God and Jesus. All right, now we've just read that Jesus is the image of God. So he has communicated his glory through his image bearers, providence, and redemptive acts. And my people respond by glorifying me, your God and Jesus. Mark 9:2-9. And after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. This is Mount Hermon. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became radiant, intensely white, as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to him Elijah with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter said to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make 3 tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. For he did not know what to answer, for they became terrified. Then a cloud formed, overshadowing them, and a voice came out of the cloud. This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. All at once they looked around and saw no one with them anymore except Jesus alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, he gave them orders not to relate to anyone what they had seen until the Son of Man rose from the dead. Of course, this is the Mount of Transfiguration, where Peter, James, and John went up on the mountain with Jesus, and he was transfigured before him. And another gospel writer tells us that they came to speak to him about the death that he should perform for the Lord, Moses and Elijah. But I think the point God is bringing out here is that Jesus was glorified before their very eyes. Okay. Mark 9:50.
Yeah.
Salt is good, but if the salt becomes unsalty, with what will you make it salty again? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another. You know, we're told to be the salt of the earth. Salt, in its biblical way, was preservative.
Okay.
Brother Hagin used to say, I know one man, he was working in this place, and he just hated it. He told Brother Hagin, I want you to pray that I get another job. No one there is born again, and da-da-da-da. And Brother Hagin said, if you leave, there won't be any salt. That thing might disappear. It wouldn't be preserved. So whatever that means to you, as you read it and meditate it, God will make known to you what he means by this verse. Hebrews 1:3 again. Oh, I love this. Hallelujah. This time I'm going to read it in the Amplified. He is the sole expression of the glory of God, the light being, the outraying or radiance of the divine. He is the perfect imprint and very image of God's nature, upholding and maintaining and guiding and propelling the universe by his mighty word of power. When he had, by offering himself, accomplished our cleansing of sin and riddance of guilt, he sat down at the right hand of the divine majesty on high.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Miss Billy, sorry to interrupt. Can you repeat what Brother Kenneth said about the salt, because that reminded me when you guys prayed for me in Prayer Mountain in 2019 for a job. And
yeah.
Nobody heard that I am supposed to get a job.
Right. Well, the point was, wherever you are, you're preserving it. You're the salt. Okay. In the Bible times, they didn't have the refrigeration we do. The salt was the preservative. So
okay.
God is telling us in this scripture, you're preserving. Actually, the church is preserving everything here on the earth until we're taken out of here. So wherever you are, you be a preservative. You're a preservative. People around you are preserved because you're there. But don't lose your saltiness. That's what he's telling us.
Yeah, anyway.
Acts 1, 8 through 11. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea and Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth.
Wow.
My glory also identified in Christ. It is linked to my incarnation and identified with and in the Holy Spirit. Do you understand the meaning of my glory? Ranging wide in my manifestation to you all today. Use it today. You have it in me and I am with you. This war is mine.
Yeah, that was.
Very interesting. Now you understand what incarnation means. Incarnation means God came and lived in a man, in a man's body. So God and his glory came and lived in Jesus. And people saw him. I'm going to read it again. My glory also identified in Christ. It is linked to my incarnation and identified with and in the Holy Spirit. Do you understand the meaning of my glory ranging wide in my manifestation to you all today? Use it today. You have it in me and I am with you. This war is mine.
Hallelujah. I got a text message saying that, I don't know what you read, but saying that you did not read Acts 1:8-11. But you read something. I don't know what it was. After Hebrew 1:3.
Well, probably I didn't read it all.
Oh,
I read
okay.
part of it.
Okay. Okay. So you
will
know
receive,
okay.
But you will receive. Yeah, I'll begin again.
Okay.
I just read 8. I didn't read all through 11.
Oh, okay.
But you
okay.
will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost part of the earth. And after he had said these things, he was lifted up while they were looking on, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And as they were gazing intensely into the sky while he was going, behold, two men in white clothing stood beside them. They also said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into the sky? This same Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in just the same way as you have watched him go into heaven." And then the statement, "My glory also identified in Christ. It is linked to my incarnation and identified with and in the Holy Spirit. Do you understand the meaning of my glory? Underlined, ranging wide in my manifestation to you all today. Use it today. You have it in me, and I am with you. This war is mine."
Hallelujah.
I think he's talking about this thing with Iran.
I do too. This thing is, oh my goodness. Miss Billy, as you said earlier, everything is ready. They are waiting for the 0 hour. And I mean, from what I've been knowing from the guys, oh my goodness. Yeah.
Yes, I believe that is absolutely so. And talking to Nir yesterday, that's what people in Israel believe.
Yeah, yeah. He told us this was imminent in a way, I think over a month ago.
Yeah.
In the world in the morning.
And you know what he's also telling us? It's his glory.
Yeah.
His glory is involved.
Amen. Amen.
What is his glory? It's his presence manifested.
That's right.
He's going to manifest himself in this war.
Amen.
The Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them along the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, that they might travel by day and by night. The pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night did not depart from before the people. Romans 8:18 through 27. "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed in and to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation itself was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to corruption and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Likewise, the Spirit helps our weaknesses, Well, we do not know what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. You see, creation fell. When Adam fell, creation fell. And creation has been groaning ever since for when things will be made right. The manifestation of the sons of God and his glory in them. Ephesians 1, 22 and 23. And he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Jeremiah 51:20. You are my battle axe and weapons of war. For with you will I break in pieces the nations, and with you I destroy kingdoms.
Whoa.
That's probably having to do with the war. God, I inherit the glory that belongs to me alone as God. I displace my glory largely to you all, to my creation, to the children of my image. John 17, 4 and 5. I glorify you on the earth, having accomplished, this is Jesus' prayer.
Okay.
To the Father, just before he goes to the cross. I glorify you on the earth, having accomplished the work which you've given me to do. Now, Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. Philippians 2:11. And every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Wow, that is power.
Isn't that great? When that's sometimes I look at people who don't acknowledge God and I think, one day your tongue is going to acknowledge him.
Yeah.
You're going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Underline. You saw my glory not too long ago, and I will continue manifesting myself to you, church, for what I am doing in you in this season of awakening. Underlined.
Mm.
All of that was underlined. Trust in me. I know we are entering the season of the awakening. And I'm so excited to see this movie tonight. Praise God. God's bringing it on the scene just at the right hour.
Hallelujah.
Well, hallelujah. And we'll meet at 12:15 in the Central Zone, time zone. And 15 minutes past the hour wherever you are. And one of the best ways when it's like this is to go to billybrim.org and watch it on our, you know, our, what do you call it? Not Facebook. You could watch it on Facebook, I think, but webpage. On our webpage, Brenda will be there. Oh, folks, praise
Thank you,
the
Lord.
Lord.
You know, Miss Billy?
I appreciate your prayers for me. Mm-hmm.
He just said the last statement. He said, "You saw my glory not too long ago, and I will continue manifesting myself to you, church, for what I am doing in you in this season of awakening." You know, we've been having meetings. You've been having meetings. Brandon been having meetings. Chip been having meetings. We all, not just meetings, we are praying, worshiping the Lord. And his glory been appearing for these days of awakening. He is emphasizing that everything that we are doing. He said, you saw my glory not too long ago. We saw his glory just in the last 4 days. His glory is still in the church.
Right.
My goodness.
Right. He's
manifesting this season
himself.
For the awakening. Yeah, for the awakening. The awakening of what? Of salvation. That everybody must be saved. We are to pray for Muslims. We are to pray for Iran. We are to pray for the Christians that they need to go to the altar and receive their salvation from the Lord. Wow. Okay, I start preaching. I'll see you at noon, 12:15. Praise God.
See you at 12:15. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.